Today's Shiz Masechta, Erevin Daf Lamed Tes. We will begin on Daf Lamed Ches on the base, three lines from the bottom, Omalei Rabba Bar Rav Chanan Labaya. In the end of our previous shir, we had discussed that there is an Isra Chana, that one may not do anything on Shabbos or Yontif to prepare for after Shabbos or Yontif. And we had also discussed that if it doesn't require any act, just putting down, just standing somewhere, that is not considered an act of hachana. That's why we learned hama'ara b'raglov. If somebody just makes an error by standing in a certain spot, that is not considered as if he made an act of hachana.
And the Gemara begins tonight's shiur by discussing that halacha, if that indeed is the halacha.
Amalei Rabba Bar Rav Chanan Labaya. So Rabba Rav Chanan asked Abaya, you have a Shmilei Malo Hod Tanya. Had you known the Braisa that we learned, that the Braisa says, Lo Yehalach Odom L'Soif Sadeu, a person may not walk on Shabbos to his field, lay the Maitzricha, to determine what he'll be able to do there right after Shabbos. Kiyotza, Lo Yital Odom, a person on Shabbos and Yontif, may not walk Shabbos afternoon, Yontav afternoon, a Pesach HaMedina, to the edge of the town, Kadesh Shikonis L'Merchatz. Let's say the Merchatz is right outside of the town, and you want to be able to go to the Merchatz on Motzei Shabbos, so you go as close as possible to the end of town, so that when Motzei Shabbos comes, you'll be able to immediately go into that mikvah. Kadesh Yikonis L'Merchatz Miyad, that immediately after Shabbos Yontif, you should be able to go there. Why? Because you're not allowed to do an act of Achana, even though all you did was just stand there. So ask the Gemara, how could we suggest it? That being Ma'arev Baraglov, standing in a place is not a problem. Why is standing in a place not a problem? Because that is not considered an act of Achana. Here we see that it is considered an act of achana. Answers the Gemara, have a hadabay. So if he would, says the Gemara, had he learned this braisa, he would have said that he would have agreed that you can't just be ma'arav baragov. V'loihi, says the Gemara, it's actually incorrect. Shmilei, he was well aware of this braisa, v'loi hadabay, and he still felt that his position is acceptable. Why? Because Hossam, when somebody's walking to his field, Mucha Milsa, it's obvious that why is he going there? It's Mucha Milsa that he's going there to see what his field needs. And we know that the Pasuk says, we discussed this extensively when we learned Masechta Shabbos, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Imtashim Shabbos Raglecha, V'chibaritam Asois Derechecha, Mimtza Cheftzecha. Cheftzecha Asurin, we learned that anything that involves you doing something on Shabbos Yontif, which involves your business, you're not allowed to do. So therefore, Cheftzecha Asurin, we learned, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kobez Amon Alev, Kufnun Amon Alev, Cheftzei Shemayim Mutorim. But here, so that's why it's Asur. And the same when somebody's standing near the Merchatz. So it's obvious that I'm doing it because I want to go to the Merchatz on Matzoi Shabbos. Hacha, but somebody who's walking to the end of his tchum, to be Ma'arav Baraglov, it's not obvious that that is the purpose of his going there. Deit Suvim Rabbonin, because if the person is a Talmud Chacham, will say, Shmatzeh Mashashchei, he was learning and he got involved in his learning, and he started walking past where he should walk. Ya'ma'aretzu, and if he's Ya'ma'aretzu, we'll say Chama Irchislei, he lost his donkey. Why, says Rashi, looking for your donkey is not considered a violation of Mimtza Cheftzecha? So Rashi says that even if you'll find the donkey, there is no melacha involved in having the donkey walk back to its home. And therefore, that's not considered a violation of Mimtza Cheftzecha. I asked the Maram, so say the same, that somebody who walked to his field, or somebody walked to the Merchatz will say that he didn't go because he wants to see what his fields needs. He didn't go because he wants to go to the Merchatz. He's going because he was learning or his donkey got lost. So Ram says, when somebody goes to put down an Erev, so after he puts down the Erev, he goes back home. So since after he puts down the Erev, he goes back home, so it's obvious that it's not obvious that he was doing something for after Shabbos. Here, the person who's going to the Merchatz is going to go to the Merchatz. He's not going to go back home. And the same, the person who wants to work on his field, he's not going to go back home. He's going to stay by his field. And therefore, we have to be more like machmer. But the Bi'a Halacha indeed does say that in any situation where it's not obvious that what he's doing is l'tzoy ruchol, then we don't have to be concerned about mimtza cheftzacha, and we could be more lenient. Continues the Gemara Gufa, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Erev Ragla B'Yom Rishon, if somebody made an Erev for the first day of Yontif, by being there, and as we keep on repeating, by being there, then that makes kind of shvisa. So somebody erev baraglov b'yom rishon, and then the second day, he also wants to go out of the tchum. So again, the example we used was Friday Shabbos. Friday was Yontif, and then you had Shabbos. The halacha is mar baraglov b'sheni. He has to go back and be there for Shabbos. Erev pass b'yom rishon, if he did it by putting down food for the first day for Friday, ma'ar b'pas b'yom sheni, so if you want to walk past the tchum for Shabbos, you're going to have to put down bread again. Erev pass b'rishon, if you put down bread to be able to walk there on Friday, and then that bread is no longer there, so ma'ar b'ragl b'sheni, you could make an Erev by actually being in that spot Friday afternoon, even though you don't have food there. Says Rabbeinu Yonason, when could I do that? Only in the case that the Gemara speaks about, where the bread is no longer there, the Erev got eaten up, so I have no other option. So there the Gemara is saying that I can make an Erev for the second day by being physically there. But if the food that I put down for an Erev was still there, says the Rabbeinu Yonason, then I can't do for the second day Erev Baraglov, and for the second day I would have to use the plas. But the Bi'ur Halacha disagrees, and the Bi'ur Halacha brings down many poskim. He says that's the opinion of Shulchan Aruch as well, that even if the food that I put down for the Erev Tchumim for the first day is still available, I still have the option of being Ma'ar Baraglov for the second day. But, says the Gemara, Erev Baraglov Barishon, if the first day the only way you made an Erev was by physically being there, Eim Ma'ar B'Pas Sheni. You can't use bread for the second day. She'ein Ma'arvin B'Tchila B'Pas. To take bread that was never previously used and make it into an Erev on Yontif, that is Osir, because that's considered an act of Achana. If you're taking food that was never previously used for that purpose. Says the Gemara, we just learned, Erev pas b'yom rishon, ma'ar b'pas b'yom sheni. Om Shmuel, says Shmuel, along the lines of what we just learned, b'oisapas, what bread may be used on Friday afternoon? The bread that I had already used Thursday afternoon, now I could again use it Friday afternoon. Because that is not considered an act of achana. And since it's not considered an act of achana, therefore, because it's the same bread, it's the same, and therefore I could be lenient. But were I to bring new bread, even though it's the same spat, that's already considered an entirely new Erev. And since it's considered an entirely new Erev, that would actually be considered an act of achana. There's an interesting machlokes achronim. What would be that I'm using the same bread, but I want to use the same bread in different direction. That means On the first day Yontif, I was making an Erev to the east side. And to the second day Yontif, we spoke about this in the previous year as well. The second day I made an Erev to the west side. But I want to use the same bread. What will Shmuel say then? Do we say it's the same bread? So since it's the same bread, it's not considered an act of achana. Or do we say, since it's not in the same direction, since the Erev is not being put in the same direction, that's going to make it be considered like a new Erev. Amar Rav Ashi, Deken Nami Masnisen. And the Gemara says, I could bring from our Mishnah a raya to Shmuel's opinion. The Tani, the Mishnah we learned in Daf Lamed Ches taught us, Ketzer Uoysa, somebody who's making an Erev for Yontov and Shabbos that are back-to-back, Melicha Berishan, take the Erev on Thursday afternoon, Mach Shechalov, make sure that that Erev is there for the entire duration of Bein HaShemashas. V'noit lo baloi, take it then home. B'sheni, on a Friday afternoon, machshich alof, bring it back to that spot and use it for the Erev Tchumim. And oich lo, eat it, because you can't carry it home, because Friday night is already Shabbos. So you don't have an option of carrying it home, or baloi, and then come and then go home. So you see that you have to use the same bread. Rabbanan, says the Gemara, but we had in the previous year that it was only Rava who took the approach that there's a concern of Achana, and therefore the only time an Erev could be made from one day to the next day is when we avoid a problem of Achana. That's why you use the same bread. And that's why we said at the beginning of this year, you're not supposed to say anything. But we had Abaya and Rabba disagreed. And they weren't concerned about the about Hachana. And therefore, Hachana, a full-fledged Hachana, they would certainly agree is Osir. Everybody agrees is Osir. But just putting down an Erev, and even if it requires that you should say that this is where you're being kind of Shvisa, they say that that's not considered a Maisa Achana. So why does the Mishnah say that you have to use the same bread on the second day? Even if you brought new bread, it should be a valid Erev, because they're not so concerned about Achana. Answers the Gemara, you're right. You don't necessarily have to bring the same bread. Why did the Mishnah say that you use it over? It's a Toivik Kamashmon. The Mishnah is just giving us a good advice how we avoid needing to bring two types of food twice, and how we could avoid not losing the food because we eat it up. So the Mishnah is just giving us some practical advice, but not that's what the halacha absolutely requires, because they hold there is no issue of achana. We've been discussing in our shiurim the halachas of Shabbos and Yontif that are back to back, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. Midaraisa, all Yom Tovim, Shalosh Regolim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, are all one day Yom Tovim. They're all one day Yom Tovim. When they were Mekadosh the Chodesh through seeing Edom coming and saying that they saw the new moon, so the way they were Mekadosh the Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh could always be either 30 days from the previous month, what could be 31 days from the 31st month. And depending on when the Adam came and said that they saw the new moon, that's when we would determine when Rosh Chodesh is. And based on that determination, we would know when Yontif is, because Yontif is a date in the month. So anybody, most Yom Tovim are middle of the month. Pesach, Sukkot are all in the middle of the month. So most places in Eretz Yisrael, shluchim, messengers, were able to leave Beis Din and notify everyone when Rosh Chodesh was and when, therefore, Yontif was. However, people who did not live near the Beis Din and they didn't have modern mode of communication, modern mode of transportation, they didn't know exactly when Yontif would fall. That's why the people who lived in the Goyla, people who lived in Chutz Laretz, they kept 2 days Yontif, because they had a suffix when Rosh Chodesh was. And as the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah teaches us, even though B'zman HaZeh, we know exactly the calendar is very much predetermined. And since the calendar is very much predetermined, we know exactly where all Yom Tovim is. Minig Avosenu B'Yedeinu. Since in the time of Chazal in Golus, as we just explained, they had to keep 2 days Yontif, we continue, we in the Chutz La'aretz keep on keeping 2 days Yontif. This explanation that we just gave is very understandable by all Yom Tovim, but not by Rosh Hashanah. All Yom Tovim, as we just said, fall in the middle of the month. And since they fall in the middle of the month, by the time Yom Tov comes, they were able to notify everyone when Rosh Chodesh is and what is the proper date of Yom Tov. When does Yom Tov? But Rosh Hashanah is the only Yom Tov in our calendar that falls on the first day of the month. And we don't even know when the first day of the month necessarily will be, as we explained. Therefore, Rosh Hashanah was always a question, when is it truly Rosh Hashanah? And therefore, when it was the 30th day of Elul, which as we explained, the 30th day of Elul can already be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, can already be Aleph Tishrei, that night they started acting as if it was Rosh Hashanah. Because they needed to be concerned that Edom may come in the morning and say we saw the new moon, and Beis Din will decide that that day is Rosh Chodesh, that day is Rosh Hashanah. But we know every day they brought a Korban Talmud in the morning, they brought a Korban Talmud in the afternoon, and with the Korban Talmud, the Levim sang the Shir Shel Yoim. So in the morning when they brought the first Korban to Beis HaMikdash, even if there were Edom coming and telling us that it's a new, that today is going to be Rosh Hashanah, today is going to be Rosh Chodesh, it's unlikely that they knew. And therefore, they brought the Korban Talmud Shel Shacha and they sang the Shir Shel Yoim Chayil. What about in Talmud Shel Ben Arbayim? So Talmud Shel Ben Arbayim, by then they already should know if today is Rosh Hashanah or not. 1 year, they already brought the Talmud Shel Ben Arbayim. Edom had not come. And since Edom had not come, that is, they made the assumption that today is not going to be Rosh Hashanah. And if today is not going to be Rosh Hashanah, they sang the Shir Shel Chayil. And then Edom came, and they said, and their testimony was accepted, and it turned out that it was Rosh Hashanah. So as the Gemara says, the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed, Hiskalklu Halavim Bashir. What happened was, because of this episode, they said the wrong Shira by the Talmud Shel Ben Arbayim. Chazchom of that therefore made up that even if Edom come late in the afternoon, we don't accept their testimony. Because ultimately, the determination and the declaration of when Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah is dependent on Beis Din. And Chazal said that they should not be accepted and Rosh Hashanah should be the next day. However, even though they knew that today should not be Rosh Hashanah, because now we know for sure that if by Mincha the Edom haven't come, even if they're going to show up, we're not going to accept their testimony, they still continued keeping that day as Rosh Hashanah. And the reason is, because they were concerned that next year people should not be mezalzel, should not think, well, I'm going to keep today Rosh Hashanah, and then it's going to end up not being Rosh Hashanah. This was until the Churban HaBayis. But the Gemara says that once the Beis HaMikdash was Chorev, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai reverted back that we followed when the Edom came. The Gemara Masechta Beya teaches us that the 2 days of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, as we spoke about at the beginning of this introduction, are two separate Kedushas. And therefore, even though, as we said, and we're going to discuss it again, Beya Shenol to be Yom Tov, the first Mishnah Masechta Beya, if a Beya is born on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat that egg, and it's Muksa. The loch is, let's say a Beya was born on the first day Yom Tov, then the second day Yom Tov, you could eat that egg. Because Meman of Shach. If the first day was truly Yom Tov, then the second day is not really Yom Tov, so there's no question. And if the first day wasn't Yom Tov, so then the egg was born on a day which is not Yom Tov. And since it was born on a day that's not Yom Tov, so then on the next day, which is Yom Tov, I could eat it. That's by all Yom Tovim. But once we speak about Rosh Hashanah, and we speak about Rosh Hashanah being 2 days, we could have a situation where Rosh Hashanah will be 2 days, will keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And the question is, how do we look at Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days? Is it Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas? And the question also is there a difference for people in Eretz Yisrael or people in Chutz Laaretz? Rava's opinion is that for the people in Eretz Yisrael, they used to sometimes keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. After Yochanan ben Zakkai, they kept Rosh Hashanah on 1 day. So even in a case where they keep 2 days, which means that let's say the Edom didn't show up, it's a suffix, and therefore it's considered Shtei Takanas. The Bnei Bavel always keep 2 days. Rosh Hashanah is no different because they never had a situation that they can know for sure when Rosh Hashanah is. And therefore, they may be the 2 days or one Kedusha. Rava disagrees. He says that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered one Kedusha. And since they consider one Kedusha, the Beish Nodu Bezeh Osa Bezeh. With this introduction, we begin the Mishnah. Rabbi Yudama, Rosh Hashanah Shayyore Shem Tesaber. We're not sure how to, what is going to be the day of Rosh Hashanah. We're not sure, is the 30th day of Elul going to be Rosh Hashanah, or is the 31st day of Elul going to be Rosh Hashanah? And therefore, they kept both days Rosh Hashanah, because we're not sure when it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. Rashi explains that we're speaking about Begoyla, and because, like we just explained, in Chutz Laaretz, it's always going to be 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The many Rishonim that disagree, and they say that it's a mistake in Rashi, this din is even a Chutz Laaretz. So now the question is, if we consider it one Kedusha, then you can't have an Erev for 1 day for the next day, because it's two Kedushas. Every day is a separate Kedusha. If we say it's one Kedusha, then the halacha will be that you can't make a new Erev for the second day. So Paskins the Mishnah, Ma'arav Adam Shnei Eruvin, you can make two Erevin. Vayimer, you could say, Eruvin Berishon L'Mizrach. For the first day of Rosh Hashanah, I want the east side to be, I want to have Erev Tchumim, Ubisheni L'Ma'arav. Or vice versa, Berishon L'Ma'arav, Ubisheni L'Mizrach. Eruvi Berishon, or you could say, that in the first day I want to rely on Erev Tchumim to be able to walk past the Tchum. Or B'sheni Kibneiri, the second day I don't want to have Erev Tchumim. I want to be like all the other people of my town. Or vice versa. Erev B'sheni, I want my Erev on the second day to be an Erev Tchumim. Or B'sheni Kibneiri. And the basic reason behind all of this is because the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered Kedusha Achas. And since they're considered Kedusha Achas, the 2 days are considered Shtei Kedushas, I'm sorry. And since they're considered Shtei Kedushas, I could have, they each come with their own halachas. However, the Chacham didn't agree, and they say you can't have the two Erevin for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in two different directions. Void Amar Rabbi Yehuda, similarly, in where there will be a Nafgamina, if it's one Kedusha or two Kedushas. The halacha we know is that on Shabbos, on Yontif, we're not allowed to take off Trumas and Maisers. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Master Adam al Hakakala, B'Yontif Rishon, a person could take off Truma, Maiser, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah and make the following Tanai. He says, if today is Kadosh, then tomorrow is weekday. If it's a weekday, I certainly could eat the Trumas and Maisers. If today is Chol, so I'm allowed to take off Trumas and Maisers. So no matter what happens, the halacha is, if you take off the Trumas and Maisers on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, on the second day, you'll be able to eat this. A third place where it's Nogeya is like we said in our introductory remarks. The came Be'aliyah Shanolda Berishon, Teichel B'Sheni. Why? Because again, the halacha is Be'aliyah Shanolda B'Yontif. You may not eat on Yontif. However, if it was born on the first day Yontif, you will be allowed to eat it on the second day because Memanav Shach. If the first day if the first day is really Yontif, if the first day is really Yontif, so then the second day is not Yontif, so there's no question. If on the other hand, that the, if on the other hand we say that the first day was Yontif, then the second day is not a problem. And in all of these situations, why? Because the Chacham hold that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Kedusha Achas. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Rav Dosi ben Hyrcanus Omer, Hoivel Fnei Teva B'Yontif, somebody who is the Baal Tefillah on Yontif, and the reason I saw that the person who is the Baal Tefillah is called Oivel Fnei Tefillah, so I saw a very nice pshat. The Pasuk says in the Parashas Yosef, the Pasuk says, V'yaviru kol b'machna. V'yaviru kol b'machna is that they made an announcement. So says the Parashas Yosef, the person who is the Baal Tefillah has to daven out loud. So since he has to daven out loud, we understand why he's called the Oivel Fnei Tefillah. We're telling him, speak up. Oivel Fnei Tefillah b'yontif, somebody who davens the Baal Tefillah on Yontif Rosh Hashanah, Omer, he says as follows, Hachlitzenu Hashem Elokeinu, as Yoyim Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, give us strength, we'll give more pshatim in a minute, give us strength on this day, Im HaYoyim, Im L'machar, if today is Rosh Hashanah, give us strength today, if tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah, give us strength tomorrow, L'machar Hu Omer, and the second day of Rosh Hashanah, he says, Im HaYoyim, Im Emes, if today is Rosh Hashanah, or if yesterday was Rosh Hashanah, the Chacham did not agree that that should be done. So what's the pshat in Hachlitzenu? So Rashi explains, Hachlitzenu means give us koyach, like the Pasuk says, Nicholetz Chushim. Another pshat is that Maltenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us on this day from anything bad happen. Another pshat is, Hachlitzenu means menucha. Give us menucha on this day of Rosh Hashanah. And what we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, says the Tosfos Rebbeinu Peretz, is that on this day, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, Tishrei, decree for us Gezeiros Tovos. So ask the Netziv, so why are we only mentioning the Rosh Chodesh aspect of the day? Why are we not mentioning the Rosh Hashanah aspect of the day? So he says, because when we speak about Rosh Chodesh, in those days, Rosh Chodesh was always only one day. So that's why by Rosh Chodesh, we have to be very clear in indicating that there's only one day Rosh Chodesh, but we're not just sure if it's today or tomorrow. But Rosh Hashanah, as we've been speaking, is always a two-day Yontif. And therefore, we don't make this speech about Rosh Hashanah. Why do you have to say it this way? So Rabbeinu Yonason explains, because when you daven, you have to be very honest in what you say. And therefore, by not being clear, when one is mispalel, he has to be clear. And since you have to be very clear, saying it this way, any other way, lacks in the clarity, which is the true day of Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, you should say it that way. Why do Chacham not agree? The reason the Chacham don't agree is because they hold that's making a zilzul in Yontif. Here we want you to keep both days a Yontif. And here you're saying, well, I'm not sure which day is Yontif. And that's the same reason he says that the Rabbanon hold that we never make Havdalah between Yontif Rishon and Yontif Sheni. By making Havdalah, that's a zilzal in the second day Yontif, which we always want to avoid. Says the Gemara, Man loy haidu loy, who are the Chachamim that don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda and hold that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah Kedusha Achasim? Amar Rav, says the Gemara Rabbi Yosihi. It's the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. And I saw that Ritva explains that even though it's just the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara calls it the opinion of the Chachamim because it wants to show us that Rabbi Yossi's opinion is the opinion of the Rabbim, which is the opinion that we're going to accept. Amar Rav, Rabbi Yossihi, the Tanya. Mind the Chachamim, Rabbi Lezer, going back to the subject of the previous sugya, how we treat Yontif and Shabbos, because they hold that it's Kedusha Achas. Rosh Hashanah Shai Yor Hashem Tisaber. But when Rosh Hashanah, we have the same concern. We're not exactly sure which day will end up being Rosh Hashanah. Ma'arav Adam Shnei Ruvim. A person can make two Aruvim v'Oimer. Aruvi Berishin L'Mizrach, or B'Sheni L'Marav. Berishin L'Marav, B'Sheni L'Mizrach. Aruvi B'Yom Aruvi b'yom rishin u'b'yom sheni k'bnei iri. Aruvi b'yom sheni u'b'yom rishin k'bnei iri, because they obviously hold it's shtei kedushas. Rabbi Yossi oyser, because he says you can't make an error for the two opposite directions, or one day yes and one day not, because Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that it's kedusha achas. So there's a very interesting observation that Tosfos makes. Rabbi Yehuda has, by Shabbos and Yontif, he says it's considered one Kedusha. We paskin it's one Kedusha. We consider it two Kedushas. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's one Kedush. But Rosh Hashanah, we're machmer that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Kedusha Achas. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Rosh Hashanah is base Kedushas. So it's just, why is Rabbi Yehuda always being just the opposite? So the Azarua, quoting Rabbeinu Yeshaya, explains as follows. He says, the case of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and the case of Yom Tov and Shabbos are very different. When you make 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, he explains Rabbi Yehuda holds, because I have a suffix. I don't know which is Rosh Hashanah, but I know that only 1 day is Rosh Hashanah and 1 day is a weekday. So since 1 day is Rosh Hashanah and 1 day is a weekday, that's why I say, the one that holds its Kedusha Achas, he holds, as the Gemara says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Yoim Arichta, that the 2 days, the Halacha looks at that 2 days as one long day. Why? Because since if the Eidim come after Mincha, we keep that day Rosh Hashanah, and the next day Rosh Hashanah, so that's why it's Yoim Arichta. Whereas, by Shabbos and Yontif, there's no question on Shabbos Yontif. Yontif is Yontif, and Shabbos is Shabbos. The question there is a totally different question. The question is, since there's no weekday separating between the Yontif and Shabbos, do we say that that makes it into one Kedusha? We know both days have Kedusha. Or do we say, since they come because of different Kedushas, even though there's one continuous Kedusha, then it's considered two separate Kedushas. And that's actually a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Yehuda differentiates between a Kedusha Vados and a Kedusha Sofik. Shabbos and Yontif, both of them have a Kedusha Vados. Since they both have a Kedusha Vados, that's why they're considered Kedusha Achas. Whereas the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Sofik Kedushas. And since the Sofik Kedushas, that's why we treat them as two separate Kedushas according to Rabbi Yehuda. Actually, the Halacha, like we said, is just the opposite. By Shabbos and Yontif, we treat it as Shtei Kedushas, and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered Kedusha Achas. So as we said, Rabbi Yossi proves that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah should be considered one Kedusha. Amalem, Rabbi Yossi said, Iyatem Moidim, Shimba Edom in a Minch L'mala, as we discussed at the beginning of our shir, that if Edom come the first day Rosh Hashanah in the afternoon, Shana Hagim Oysa Yom Kaddish L'mocha Kaddish. And again, Rabbi Yossi is referring to the time before the Churban Habayis. That, as we said at the beginning of the Sugya, Chazal made a rule that after Mincha, we don't accept Edom. But even though we don't accept Edom after Mincha, the halacha was that day is kept Kaddish. And Ritva explains, since that whole day, most of the day, we already treat it as Rosh Hashanah, and furthermore, it potentially could have been Rosh Hashanah, they consider it still Rosh Hashanah, and the 2 days are considered a Yom HaRichta. Rashi's saying that again, here we're speaking about a person who was in the Golos. And the way the Rishonim explain Rashi's opinion, because the original rule that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah should be kept, both days should be kept as Rosh Hashanah, never changed in the Golos, because there was never a concept when they are Kabbonis, when they aren't Kabbonis. And therefore, Rashi says we're addressing the Goyla. Tosfos says that we're even speaking about Eretz Yisrael. But if we're speaking about Eretz Yisrael, shouldn't there be a difference between when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, that there indeed, as we just explained, they kept both days, but after the Churban Bayis, they don't? So he says Tosfos, that for the Bnei Bovel, they never stopped. They always kept 2 days. But says Tosfos, but even for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, it's still considered Kedusha Achas. It's even considered Kedusha Achas when you keep both days, even though things changed before the Churban and after the Churban. Don't you agree? Shembo Edom and Mincha Mala. So God says, Rabbi Yossi, certainly you agree that if Edom come after the Mincha, or in Shenoigen Oisim and Kodesh, Lamacha Kodesh. So we see that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered, even though I know that the first day is not really Rosh Hashanah, we're still going to keep it for Rosh Hashanah. So it must be, that's not because of a Safik, it must be because of Kedusha Achas. Rabbanon, that considered the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah Shtei Kedushas, says it's not that the first day is Rosh Hashanah because it's really Yontif. But it's like we explained, Hossam, there's a special reason why we keep the first day still as Yontif. Chazal were concerned that if this year, if the Edom come in the afternoon, or the Edom haven't come to the afternoon, and we're not going to accept them even if they come, the Aloch is, so they're not, and they're going to say, well, now you can go home and work. It's not Rosh Hashanah. Tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah. So next year, on the first day, they're also going to be lenient. They're going to say, just like last year, it wasn't Rosh Hashanah, this year again. And really, this year the Edom may show up in the morning. And that's why it's treated as a Kedusha Vadai, and it's Kedusha, it has on a Kedushas Yontif. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda, because he said that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered Shtei Kedushas, because he held that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered Shtei Kedushas, he gave a number of examples in our Mishnah where it's relevant La'alocha, by Erev, by Trumas and Maestris, by Beya. And the question is, why did Rabbi Yehuda have to teach us this thing that Rosh Hashanah is the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered Shtei Kedushas and give us all these different applications? V'tzricha, answers the Gemara. The Yashmin Rosh Hashanah, if he would have only taught us the Alocha as far as Hilchas Erev Tchumim, but how come Rabbi Yehuda? That's where Rabbi Yehuda is lenient. Mishum Delakav and Midi. There's no Marasayan. There's nothing involved, there's no melacha involved in making an Erev Tchumim. Avka Kala, when it talks about the case of taking Truma, the Mechzi Kemachzak and Tevla, a person is actually doing a Maisa Afrosha, of taking off Trumas and Maisers, maybe there, Eim Amoida Lul Rabbanon, maybe there, he's going to be stricter. V'yashmina Hanitarti, if he told us by these two halachas, the halacha of Erev Tchumim, and the halacha of Truma, that's where he's lenient. There's no special reason to make a gzeira. Avol beya, when it comes to beya, dikla megzalayu, maybe we should be machmer. Or, as we explained in our previous year, why did Chazal say that beya should know the beyond of his osur? So one reason the Gemara Masechta Beya says is because peiros hanoshim. If we're going to allow you to eat the beya should know the beyond of, you may come to eat fruit, which is also similar, that falls from the tree. And fruit that falls from the tree is osur, because Chazal said, if I'm going to let you eat the fruit that falls from the tree, you may come to pick fruit from the tree. Or another reason is that an egg that comes out of the hen looks like mashkim shazavu, juice that came out of a fruit. And as we discussed in Masechta Shabbos, fruit that's meant to give juice, you may not drink the fruit juice, even if it came out shazavu, even if it came out by itself. And the reason we explain is because Chazal were concerned that if we're going to allow you to drink the juice that oozed out by itself, you may come to squeeze the fruit. So therefore, beya shenolda is much more chomer, and therefore maybe by the beya, Eimah Moedah L'Rabbanon, that an egg that was born on the first day Rosh Hashanah may not be eaten even the second day. Tzricha, that's why the Gemara had to, that's why the Mishnah had mentioned this case as well. Tanya, so because we spoke about the Trumas and Maisas in Rosh Hashanah, the Braisa delves into that. Ketzer Amar Yehuda, Masa Adam Al Kakala, B'yayim Toiv, Rishon, V'ayichel B'sheni. What did Rabbi Yehuda mean when he said that you could take Truma from the first day and the second day? He says, Hayil Fan of Shtei Kakalos Shal Tevel. Somebody has in front of him two baskets of produce, which is Tevel. V'ayimer. So the first day Rosh Hashanah, he says like this, Im Hayayim Chol Ulamacha Kadosh, if today is Chol and tomorrow is Kadosh, Teizu Truma Alzu. So this Truma on this basket should be Truma for the next basket. And as we've discussed previously, if both baskets are produce that are Tevel are in front of us, you could take the Truma from one basket for both baskets. Im Hayayim Kadosh Ulamacha Chol, and then he continues and says, but if today is not is Rosh Hashanah, and tomorrow's not Rosh Hashanah, aim dvarei klum, what I said should be meaningless, umenichai, and leaves it, ulamachar, and then the second day Rosh Hashanah, he says, hu aymer, im hayom chol, if today is chol, and yesterday, what I did should not have been affected, because yesterday was yontif, tezu, trumalzu, what I took yesterday for truma, to be the truma today, v'im hayom kadosh, aim dvarei klum, because what I said yesterday is effective, v'kar lo shem. He says he identifies what is the truma and va'ichlai. And Rabbi Yossi says you may not do it because it's the shtei yom tovim of Rosh Hashanah are considered yom arichta and both days are considered kaddish. So I saw that the Cheshuki Chemed makes a very interesting observation. He says since this person is taking the truma in this way, and we're not sure what day is the proper day, which day is really Rosh Hashanah and which day is Chol, so he can't make a bracha. So he discusses a situation, he quotes a Mordechai, that the Mordechai says, the Mordechai quotes the Sefer Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, he says, Misha Shochat V'Hizid, if somebody shechted V'Lay Birach and he didn't make a bracha, we know that when a shechet shechs meat, he has to make a bracha, also lechem amenu. If he deliberately did not make a bracha, then you shouldn't eat from that food. So he has a discussion. Isn't this case that we're discussing here as well very similar? We have here a situation where somebody knows that he's going to be taking truma on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, because as we just discussed, he's not sure which day is really Rosh Hashanah and which day is not really Rosh Hashanah. He can't make a bracha. So why should this not be considered a situation why is this therefore considered a valid option? So he makes a very interesting point. He says, when we speak about Hilchas Shechita, the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch that discusses Hilchas Shechita is that a shochet must be an individual who's a Yiras Shamayim. So he says, if you have an individual who did a ma'aseh shechita, who's shechting an animal, and he didn't make a bracha, such an individual, he says, is disqualified from being a shechet. And therefore, since he's disqualified from being a shechet, therefore, somebody who shechted v'hizid v'loy berech, he deliberately did not make a bracha, I can't allow him to be a shechet, I can't eat the meat. But he says, that's a rule that's unique to Hilchas Shechita. And since that's a rule that's unique to Hilchas Shechita, only by Hilchas Shechita does that rule apply, nowhere else. Continues the Gemara, the Braisa continues quoting the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Hi, Rabbi Yossi, Oyser. Rabbi Yossi did not allow us to make the Tanai, B'shnei Yom Tovim Shagolius. In the 2 days that we keep in Chutz Lortz, by Pesach, by Shavuos and Sukkos, again, as we said earlier, Midaraisa, all of these Yom Tovim are only 1 day Yom Tov. But since these countries and Chutz Lortz could not know exactly when Rosh Chodesh was declared, and therefore since they didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was declared, they keep Yom Tov Shnei Yomim, and says Rabbi Yossi, even though their Kedusha is only because of Suffolk, one of them is really a weekday, he says this, what we just learned, to take the truma with this Tanai is not effective. The Gemara in Masech Tabaya teaches us that an animal that was caught on Yontif is also to be eaten on Yontif, because before they were caught, they were muksa. and therefore they may not be eaten on Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, there was a deer that was caught on Yom Tov, and it was brought to Resh Galusa, that started by Yom Tov Rishon Shagolius. It was caught on the first day of Yom Tov in Chutz Laretz. That day, of course, it may not be eaten. It's Muksa. Another reason that Rishonim give is that it's Hanom in Melachas Yom Tov. Vishtachit b'Yom Tov Sheni. So they waited for the second day of Yom Tov to shecht it. Rav Nachman Rav Chisda Ochlu. Rav Nachman Rav Chisda ate from it, because they held that the 2 days, one day is certainly not Yom Tov. So it's Mutar on the second day, Meman of Shach. If the first day is Kadosh, today is Chol. If the second day is Kadosh and the first day is Chol, so it was captured on Chol, so there's no problem. Rashesh Sloyachol. He said, if it can't be eaten on the first day, it can't be eaten the second day. He looked at the 2 days of Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius as Kedusha Achas. Om Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman commented, my evidently Rav Sheshet Loyachol Bissel D'Tavya. What can we do with Rav Sheshet that's refusing to eat this meat? Om Rav Sheshet. So Rav Sheshet said, V'heiche Ochol, how could you expect me to eat it? The Tani Isi, didn't Isi tell us that Rav Yossi says you can't take Meiser, as we just learned, from one day and the other day, by Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius. Vamilei, there's another version how he said it, Isi Tani, Isi Tortoise. And Rashi says, what's the difference between the two Lashonis? The Lashon Rishon has it, Lashon Lichusa. How could I eat what Isi says? Rabbi Yossi said, I may not eat. The second question is, Lashon Bitniya. Isi told us that we're not allowed to eat this, says Rabbi Yossi, and I should eat it. Amarava, or my kushya. What is the raya? Dilma hachi kama. Maybe what Rabbi Yossi meant to say, the kenai Rabbi Yossi, Oysi b'shnei yom tam shrosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the goyla, that in Chutz Laretz, since in Chutz Laretz they always kept the original takana, and the original takana was that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah always are going to be considered kedusha achas, that's where Rabbi Yossi says you can't do it. But he wasn't speaking about every Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius. Ihachi, says the Gemara, if Rabbi Yossi meant Rosh Hashanah, what did he say Shagolius? Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius implies that we're talking about the second day Yom Tov that we keep in Chutz Laretz. It should have say, Begoyla Mebeyele, Shnei Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah, Begoyla. What's the Lashon Sheni Shagolius? Amar of Asi, my kusha. That isn't such a compelling question. What Rabbi Yossi meant to say is, Rabbi Yossi was makel on Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius, kishnei Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah l'rabbanan d'sharu. Just like Rosh Hashanah, the rabbanan are makel. So in Rosh Hashanah, we're learning Rabbi Yossi is not makel. Why is Rabbi Yossi not makel in Rosh Hashanah? Because Rabbi Yossi holds that Rosh Hashanah is Yom Arichta. But Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius, Rabbi Yossi, says the Gemara, will treat like the Rabbanan treat Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, even Rabbi Yossi will agree that you could make this Tanai. And Rabbi Yossi will agree that in the second day of Yom Tov, you could eat the meat. Says the Gemara, Ashchei Rav Sheshes l'Rav Shmuel. Rav Sheshes met Rav Shmuel. Amalei Tanim Marmei B'Kedushas. Did you learn anything about this two Yom, the Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius? How should they be treated? Amalei Tanina, we learned the Braisa. Moide Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi agrees, B'shnei Yom Tov Shagolius, not Rosh Hashanah, Shnei Yom Tov Shagolius, that they're considered like two Kedushas, and therefore the animal that was captured on the first day can be eaten on the second day. Amalei, Rav Sheshes asked, in Mishkach Sulul Tehem Lemidi, please don't publicize this pshat. The reason you shouldn't publicize this, because I'm going to look very foolish that I refuse to eat the meat, and the halacha is that the meat may be eaten, and that is indeed the halacha. The halacha is that the meat, that the animal that was caught on the first day, what you could be makel. What's the halacha? Says the Noida Behuda, that if you have 2 days of Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius, and if you got to make an Erev Tavshilin, you could make it with a Mamon of Shach. Meaning, you make an Erev on the first day, and you say, if today is Yom Tov, then tomorrow is a weekday. And if it's a weekday, there's no problem cooking for Shabbos. If today is not Yontif and tomorrow is Yontif, so I'm allowed to make an Erev Tevshilin today. So says the Noda Behuda, from here we see that you're allowed to make Erev Tevshilin, and the same he says regarding Erev Tchumim, we treat them as two separate Kedushas.